This is Sydney Barrows, and I'm glad you're back. This is the last MP3 in the first module, Fear of Failure Boogeyman. And it's also the last MP3 on the fear of being a failure. So presumably you've already listened to all of the others. This would be the sixth. And so at this point, you know the drill. However, just for those people who have skipped around, I just want to let you know that I know that the clearings can sound like they're all saying the same thing. I promise you each one is different, but the differences can be really subtle. And you know, sometimes even I think to myself as I'm going down the list, didn't I just say that? The thing is, it's important to get rid of as many permutations of each one as possible, because your subconscious mind has numerous versions of those same beliefs and programs, and we want to get rid of every one of them. Now, not everything you hear is going to apply to you, but rest assured that if something doesn't apply to you, or it isn't in your highest and best good, Source will not allow anything to be done with it with you. And as you'll also remember from the bonus audio, and also because I've been repeating it in every recording, Source will not do an energy shift without your express permission, which is why you must say yes every time I ask you for permission. Now, you can say yes very softly, as long as it's out loud, and do it with a smile on your face and in your heart. It'll make you feel so much better. Yes is a really positive, high energy, you know, high vibration word. Why not get everything out of it that you can, right? And also what you might want to consider doing is telling yourself in your mind, you don't have to say this part out loud, that you intend to benefit in the highest possible way from whatever it is that you just said yes to. Now, I'm going to be entraining you to a theta brainwave state, which is a light trance, and it's very important that you are not driving, using a knife or any other sharp object, or doing anything else that requires your close attention. So let's get started. Please find a comfortable spot where you won't be disturbed, preferably in a place where there are no electronic devices, no magazines, or anything else that would distract you. If you're serious about getting the most out of this session, you'll receive the maximum degree of positive results when you simply sit there and just be. So relax, sink into the chair or sofa, or if you're lying on the bed, the mattress. Quiet your mind and begin to pay attention to your breath. Feel the air as it enters your nostrils and follow it as it travels into your lungs, down into your diaphragm, and all the way down into your belly. Breathe slowly and naturally, perhaps a bit more deeply than you usually do, but without forcing it. Now relax even more and drop down into your heart space, wherever that feels right for you, as you continue to breathe in and out. Now, please give me your permission to connect with you energetically by saying yes. Give me a moment to do that. Now we're going to remove nearly 40 of negative and disempowering programs, which are made up of different thoughts, feelings, ideas, beliefs, opinions, attitudes, emotions, perceptions, judgments, projections, conclusions, and anything else related to this, that you have about being a failure. So now I ask Creator to remove the following programs. I know people think I'm a failure. I know people believe I'm a failure. I know people know I'm a failure. I know people think I'm stupid because I'm a failure. I know people believe I'm stupid because I'm a failure. I know people know that I'm stupid because I'm a failure. I know people think I'm stupid for being a failure. I know people believe I'm stupid for being a failure. I know people know I'm stupid for being a failure. People think I'm stupid because I'm a failure. People believe I'm stupid for being a failure. People know I'm stupid for being a failure. I know everyone thinks I'm a failure. I know everyone believes I'm a failure. I know everyone knows I'm a failure. I know everyone thinks I'm stupid because I'm a failure. I know everyone believes I'm stupid because I'm a failure. I know everyone knows I'm stupid because I'm a failure. I'm afraid that everyone thinks I'm stupid because I'm a failure. I'm afraid that everyone believes I'm stupid because I'm a failure. I'm afraid that everyone will know I'm stupid because I'm a failure. I know everyone thinks I'm stupid for being a failure. I know everyone believes I'm stupid for being a failure. I know everyone knows I'm stupid for being a failure. I know people criticize me because I'm a failure. It's embarrassing to be criticized for being a failure. It's humiliating to be criticized for being a failure. People look down on me because they think I'm a failure. People look down on me because they know I'm a failure. People make fun of me because they think I'm a failure. People make fun of me because they know I'm a failure. And anything else related to this that's specific to you, known and unknown, to be included, and for it all to be released, healed, dissolved, deactivated, and cleared from your body, your mind, your spirit, all four belief levels, every cell and the cellular memory in your body, all of your energy fields and energy bodies, and sent up to Creator's light to be transmuted into love and light, and for this to be completed now. If I have your permission to do this, please say yes, and please give me a few moments to complete it. Now I'm going to ask Source to replace everything that we just cleared with the exact opposite positive energies and any other empowering energies that Source selects specifically for each one of you at this time, and for all of it to be downloaded, instilled, integrated, and activated into your body, your mind, your spirit, all four belief levels, every cell and the cellular memory in your body, all of your energy fields and energy bodies, and for this to be completed now. Please give me your permission to do this by saying yes, and give me a few moments to complete it. Now I'd like to download the energy of intention, that any energy shifts that you've made today that have prevented energy work that you previously experienced from being processed and activated to now be processed and activated in the highest and best way in accordance with your divine timing, which is determined by Source. Please allow me to do this, or to say yes to allow me to do this, and give me a few moments to complete it. I hope that felt really good coming in. I always love those wonderful positive energies after getting rid of all the ugly stuff. Okay, so now we're going to finish up by asking Source to energetically update and align all of your energy fields and energy bodies, then synchronize them with your etheric body, and then bring everything into balance with your divine path. If I have your permission to do this, please say yes and give me several moments to complete it. And this one will take a little bit longer because there's so many more things to do. So just give me a minute. Okay. Sit quietly for another minute or two. And if you have some water, please drink some. Water helps your body wash out old energy, so it's a really good idea to drink a lot of it when you're experiencing energy shifts like these. Some of you may have felt energy leaving your body or your energy field during the clearing. and some of you may feel lighter in some way. Some of you will feel nothing at all, and that's fine. It doesn't mean nothing happened just because you don't feel it. And be aware of how you may be feeling differently or thinking differently or reacting differently now that the fears having to do with being a failure are gone and positive energies have replaced them. Because, you know, those are ugly energies, because these are I am energies. So they're heavy, they're thick, they have lots of residue. I mean, just getting rid of stuff like that is going to make you feel better. It really honestly is. And of course, all those wonderful things that we brought in and then we updated and aligned everything and synchronized it with your divine path. And after another sleep cycle, you know, after a sleep cycle or two, you're going to be feeling pretty darn good, I can tell you. I can't wait to hear all about it. So please do resist the urge to listen to more than one MP3 a day. I hope none of you have are planning on jumping ahead to the next module already before this one, you know, has a chance to for your body to become acclimated to it. And there's another word I'm looking for. It starts with an A that's just not coming to my mind. Accustomed. That's it. Accustomed to it. Anyway, but so just be as good to yourself as you can be and give everything time to adjust. And again, please be sure to drink lots of water, get plenty of sleep. And as you've heard me say before, this is sort of the same thing as like, you know, don't drive or operate heavy machinery. This is about the possible but unlikely reactions that you might have. Don't expect to have any because you probably won't, but just in case you do, it really is my job to tell you about it. And my suggestion to you is to recognize it for what it really is, which is that energies are moving, and you ought to be delighted about that. So rather than resisting it, which of course will making it persist, you know that saying, what resists, we resist persists, what I would suggest that you do is to actually welcome them and thank them for being a sign that, you know, things are really moving. And I've actually had clients who have had this issue, not very many, fortunately, but a few. And I've said to them, you know what you do? Just embrace them and welcome them and thank them. And you know what happens when you do that? They disappear. Or at least they rapidly start to retreat. But anyway, I mean, nothing will probably happen. But just in case, I have to tell you that. So now I'm going to disconnect from you energetically after washing away any energies that you may have picked up from me while we've been together. Give me a minute to do that. Okay. And I want to thank you so much for listening, enjoying these new energies and being free of the old ones. And I hope you really enjoy this module. This module should hopefully make a really big difference in your life. I mean, obviously there are millions of you know, fears of failure and fears of being a failure. I actually chose the ones that I found that most people that I've worked with, you know, have problems with. But there are certainly plenty of others. And if for some reason we didn't get to yours, you know, we can always do that in a private session. And also remember that when I do the whole intention thing, you know, downloading the intention of this helping you with other energy work that you've had before that sort of doesn't seem to have worked, once all this stuff is gone that was holding, you know, you back from those energies working, now all this stuff's going to be able to come online. Now, it's not all going to rush in because that would not be good for you, which is why I told you that it's going to be according to your divine timing, and Source is the one that's in charge of that. But this is really should, you know, everything in this module should really be helpful with all of the energy work that you've already done, as well as being able to receive and allow and benefit from energy work that you get in the future, because you won't be having all this negative gunk that we just got rid of, keeping it from working. So, win-win-win. Anyway, I wish you the very best, a great rest of the day, and I look forward to seeing you in the next module, which is Fear of Success and Fear of Being Successful. Have a great rest of the day.